The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki,
and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, and we stream almost daily at twitch.tv/WTRLive. We are here today with a brand new review because EA Sports has brought back College Football 25. Yes, after a decade plus, college football is back as a video game. Thanks to our friends at EA Sports, which, you know, it's in the game. But college football is back to consoles with College Football 25, which is now available right here, right now, for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. I am the producer, Sorokin, bringing you this brand new review here today. I've spent, I don't know, maybe 18 plus hours the last couple days grinding away at this video game, trying to learn all about it, trying to learn all the new things about College Football 25. Right off the bat, let's talk about the video game. Let's talk about things in the game. For starters, I'm going to be honest, it's kind of like Madden, but with a lot of twists and a lot of turns and a lot of tweaks. Because it's football. You're not going to reinvent the wheel in terms of a playable football game, a game that truly works. And we all know EA Sports Madden works as a traditional football game. The controls are basically, you know, everything you know in Madden, you'll know in here. For the most part, there's a couple of tweaks and little options that make things a little bit different that you can't do in Madden, but you can do in college football. And we'll talk about that as we go. But there's a few different modes in the video game that we need to talk about first. One, like in Madden, there's the ultimate team, you get the cards and everything, like all those different things. There's a bunch of different veterans from all different from different colleges, from all the different schools that are available to make up your ultimate team. A bunch of challenges to get through to help build your team. It's ultimate team. It's your card mode, the pack openings. Everyone likes that. I'm not the biggest card opening person because that feels like a time sink sometimes, and sometimes you just don't have the time or the money to do it. So that mode's not for me, but it's Ultimate Team. Enjoy it for those who are into it. There is Road to College Football Playoff. This one is a new type of mode. It's basically 3-minute games or so, online games, quick fire matches, and the more you move up, the ladder, the harder the competition will get. So that sounds like a lot of fun for people who like to play against just random people in there or your friends or whatever. You can play online, quick games, simple as that. But the two modes that I spent the most time in are Road to Glory and Dynasty. We'll save Dynasty, but let's talk about Road to Glory just a little bit. So basically, it's your career mode as the player. You start your career in college. There's three different aspects of type of player you can be, type of athlete you can be. And it kind of decreases or increases your rating from there. You can be a lower-end talent, you can be a higher-end talent, and somewhere in the middle as well. You can choose what type of athlete you want to be. And, you know, it's basically for your potential. You can be a high draft pick, mid-draft pick, or a low draft pick. Your choice, depending on your position. You also have the choice of what school you want to go to and sort of build out your college career. The key, though, is picking the right school. Because, hey, you want to be a wide receiver. You got to make sure you look at that depth chart and go, okay, where do I slide in? Am I wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3? Okay, cool. Running back, same thing, 1, 2, or 3. And then there's the quarterback. We all know if you're quarterback 2 or quarterback 3, you're probably on the bench. And it tells you that. It tells you, okay, this school already has a top-tier quarterback, so you'll fit here in 2 or 3, so that maybe you want to go to Alabama, and then, well, maybe they're quarterback and you don't fit, so you're going to be on the bench for your freshman year. That's kind of not the best position for you, is it? No. So you need to pick a school where if you want to be on the bench and work your way into the starter's role and work, train hard, all these different things, then that's the way to go. Or if you want to start right away, be the starting quarterback, you go to a second tier school, your second school, whatever your choice is, and you sort of play it out from there. As you play, you have to make sure your grades are still stay high, and you train, and, you know, you keep all the aspects of a college career. And if you slip below, you may not be eligible to play. If your grades don't hit the certain GPA and you don't focus on the training for that, well, then you may not be able to play. So keep an eye out for that. Keep up with that. Make sure you spread out your training so it's like you don't fall behind on everything as you go. What is cool, though, when Madden comes out in a month or so, you'll be able to take your player over from college football and transfer him into the pros and see what happens there. That's cool. So Dynasty and Road to Glory allows you to create your person, whether it's the coach in Dynasty or here in Road to Glory, you control your player and customize it however you want. In Road to Glory, you have a lot more options to change the way your person looks. In Dynasty, could use some help. I was disappointed that there weren't a lot of options to like change the hair or the look completely. You got like a jacket or a polo, or hey, here's your basic head. You really couldn't customize it to completely look the way you wanted to. They're all preset faces and stuff. Here, you can do a lot more to the faces and the structures and the hair and sort of build you as you want to look compared to build the coach you want to look at. For a mode that's designed for like having a coach, you kind of would like to spend some time building your character out some more. Hopefully as updates come, and maybe they'll add some updates to the coach aspect of building them, because that would be neat. There's a lot of planned updates for the game throughout the season. They're going to add and hopefully curate some new things and keep them as fresh as possible. So hopefully that becomes a thing. The mode that I spent the most time on is Dynasty mode. Basically, it's the franchise mode you've known to love in Madden NFL, but for college. So it's about recruiting high school talent to come to play for your school. So you have all these different options to recruit, your social media, the team visit, player home visit, all these different things that you got to spend points on, spend time on to try to recruit players to come and play for your school, to build your team into the future. Because when you think about playing Madden, you pick out a team and you go, okay, if you say, well, we're going with bias because we're in Philadelphia, we'll take the Eagles in the last couple seasons. It's about building around Jalen Hurts for the future. But you know you have Jalen Hurts for 10 years, 15 years into the franchise, for however long as you want to go. Here, it's, you know, you start with a junior as your quarterback. You may lose him afterwards, or a senior, or even a sophomore can be drafted, where it's like, hey, they had a great year, their eligibility drafted as their sophomore in their junior or senior year. So it's like, huh, what can you do? How do you build your team? So it's like you're building for 4 years rather than, you know, 10 to 15 years. So your team's always going to be switching up. So you got to make sure you're always looking for that standout quarterback or running back or whatever to build your franchise, your college going forward. And it helps build the legacy as your coach. So if you could choose a pre-made coach, or you choose and create yourself, it gives you different aspects for each. When you get to the end of the season, you get offers. Maybe you want to, you know, you're doing really well. You've gone undefeated. All these other schools are going to be like, hey, want to come help our program? And they show you if it's a higher program or a lower tier program. So you can be making a lower tier choice or a higher tier choice, depending on if they want to recruit you or not to come to school, or you stay at your school and build out your team like that. I think it's like a 3-year contract to start. Could be wrong, but I think that's what it was originally. But, you know, as contracts go, they're basically always one and done. As you're playing Dynasty mode and you do good that week, you get all the awards. You see, hey, you're defensive player here, defensive player there, offensive player, whatever. They make sure you know. Like in Madden, they don't like splash it across the screen. You have to look for it. Here it's like, oh, hey, I won defensive player of the month or defensive player of the week or offensive player, whatever. It shows you, make sure you see it. It splashes in a big screen in front of you. You're invited to a bowl game and say, hey, you've been invited to this, or you've been invited to this playoff game. So it's like, it's very visual in that manner, which is really cool. All the bowl games that I could possibly think of are in there, which is really cool. There's a lot of recruitment stuff for recruiting your talent. There's the transfer portal you can look into. And going to the draft stuff, say your junior's players, you know, he was the Heisman Trophy winner, and he's going to be like a second-round pick. You can persuade him to say, hey, you know, you want to go run it back one more year? I didn't think you'd be able to do that. I thought once they're eligible for the draft, they're going to go right to the draft and you lose them. No, there is a persuade a player option, which is neat. I didn't think that was going to be a thing. It's a good way to say, hey, come on, stick with us. Stick around. Play some more with our team. I've been running Penn State. We'll get to that in a second. Dynasty mode seems really, really fun. I've been really enjoying the time I put into that. Controls, it's pretty much, it's Madden controls, basically. It's football controls. It's very simple, straightforward, with a few tweaks. I really like the visual for the kicking meter. Goes across and then up for the power. I thought that's really cool. So it's two different clicks. I like that as a visual. That seemed unique and different. It didn't feel like your normal stop and start on in Madden. Okay. From an overall standpoint, it's as I mentioned, the mechanics of Madden work. So why change it up? What makes this different? There's a lot more RPOs, a lot more trick plays, a lot of more college-oriented stuff, style running and stuff like that, which changes it up from a gameplay, like your playbook standpoint, where, you know, here's your basic plays and all the blitzes and stuff, and they're not going to change because guess what? Blitzes and stuff don't normally change as you go. It's all pretty much the same, but when you add all the RPOs and stuff, it adds a lot more fun. One comment from a viewer, they tweeted us and they were like, hey, one of our favorite parts of the game is all the new trick plays, which there's a lot. There's enough that keeps it fresh and different, which was really cool. In terms of graphics and audio, it looks like Madden. It feels like Madden in terms of, like, on the field. But once you look around you, it's not. Every different stadium looks different. There's 100-something teams. All the stadiums look different, because they're not, when it comes to college stadiums, they're not like, you know, your typical stadium. It's not like they all have unique, different aspects to them. And they've tried to match a lot of that in the game. They've spent a bunch of time working on it. You can tell, like, hey, we're going to try to make, we know what gameplay looks like, but the visual around you has to look different. And then you can tell they spent a lot of time working on that. From what I've read, for lighting, for certain different stadiums, they try to make it look like the real lighting. They spend a lot of time trying to curate and figure out exactly what works. As mentioned, I've been running Penn State. So the crowd looks different multiple different times. One is like, hey, everyone's wearing white and blue and just in random spots and now like coordinators just in a crowd. And there are aspects when you go to a away team, they're just a solid color. And then there's the one little section for the away team tucked up in the corner with the opposite color. But mostly, hey, you go to a stadium, I forget what team it was, but they were all yellow. So you see that the whole bowl is yellow, except for the Penn State dark blue tucked away in a corner. But there's the whiteout version of the stadium, where one section's white, one section blue. So it's alternating, which is a really cool look. One part has like the Penn State logo in it as well. Like the visual of the crowd that changes depending on the time, depending on the situation, looks cool. And you do close-up shots of them all just, they're playing, it's just colors. So it's the crowd's just colors. But visually, it looks different in every stadium. They have cell phones and all these different things. They made an aspect to look like it's the crowd's partying, the crowd's having a good time, and it's not just a standard crowd just sitting there cheering on the team. So they've done a good job making it look fresh and different. For players, they said there's going to be a bunch of different updates throughout the season to make them as realistic and polished as possible, which is cool. One thing in terms of gameplay that I noticed was interesting is injuries. As you continue to play, it'll take a toll on your player, and you'll see it in the game that they wear down. Like, hey, their shoulder's a little weaker, their chest is a little bit more damaged. So it's yellow, orange, or red. If you're red, you know, it's capable of injury. And they want you to take notice of that. Hey, your player could get injured. If you run the ball 40 times, they're going to get worn down. If you throw the ball 40 times, you know, their arm's going to get tired. They keep getting hit. So you got to keep an eye on it. They'll be weaker for the upcoming game. So that plays a part of it. One of the things they've hit a home run in is audio. This game has nailed it on the audio. One from the broadcasters. The main set of broadcasters are what? Reese Davis, JC Palmer, and David Pollack. They can control and call the majority of the games, which is really nice. And then you have Chris Fowler and Kurt Herbstreit calling the big games, which is like the championship games, the playoff games, or the matchup of the week. So it gives two different sets of voices in a game where it's like, hey, you know it's a big deal when these guys are calling it. They kind of took the playbook from 2K, NBA 2K, where they had different multiple announced teams calling games, which I thought was a fantastic move. And I put to the step above Madden, where you have your just your regular crew of three different voices that normally don't work together, working together. Here you go, like Reese Davis, Jesse Palmer, you know, they're the voices of football. Chris Fowler and Herbstreit are voices, the voices of football. So it's like, you know, when they're calling action, it feels like it's the real, real thing. Like if Madden had like Aikman or Romo, or Al Michaels, or whoever calling the big games or just calling the action in general, it would feel like the real traditional product. And then no disservice to the coach, Jonathan Coachman, former WWE announcer. When you go to like the studio show, he's not the guy you hear. But Kevin Connors, he's the guy you hear on Saturdays on ABC or ESPN kicking you into the studio show and whatnot. So it's like, it's a true sounding voice. That's the one thing they have nailed is like, or even the cut-ins. It's like, hey, he's the real voice you would hear. So when you're listening and hearing the game, when the crowd's really loud and then you hear him talking, it's like, hey, this is the normal thing. This is what you would hear on a Friday or a Saturday or whatever. Whenever college football, it's usually Saturdays, but there's Friday games, Thursday games, whatever. It's the voice you're familiar with, the voices you are familiar with calling the action. Now, because there's so many players and they don't have the rights to names and all these different things, it's fresh when they just say, hey, this freshman right tackle or this freshman quarterback, this senior quarterback or junior. It's like, you're not missing them calling the names, like they're calling out, hey, this is what they are in the school. So it's like, you're not missing out on, hey, they're not calling Hurts with this or whatever, and they're not making a pun on a name or whatever. It's junior this, senior this, sophomore this. It's very natural and flowing. The band noises, top tier. 100% top tier. They killed it. So it's a good musical choice. Now, I'll say this. The MVP of this game is the crowd. They get loud, and they play an actual factor into the game. What I mean by that, there's a noise meter during the game. When you're the home team, you have the advantage. So if you're playing your friends, you always want to be the home team, especially in the bigger schools. You get the crowd noise meter, and it plays the momentum in your favor the entire game. So in tense situations, the momentum, the crowd gets louder and louder, which takes away from the away team. The screen shakes, the plays get scrambled, and what have you, and the buttons get mixed. It's like the momentum even mattered, but turned up a notch. So if you're on the bigger schools, Alabama, Penn State, Ohio State, Georgia, and you're the home team, that meter is going to get louder and louder, and it's ranked too. Like, you could be a lower end school and you still have the crowd meter, but you're not going to get it as high as some of the bigger schools, because guess what? The bigger schools, the bigger crowds are known for the loud noises. And the fact that it plays a factor is a big deal. Because when you're playing throughout the season, like you play some road games, you're at a disadvantage. When you get to the playoffs, it's neutral, so you don't get the momentum crowd meter. It's just loud the entire time. You don't get the shakes or anything, but it's just loud crowd. But as you're going into the playoffs, before you reach it, the crowd is a huge, huge factor. I like that. I really like that. So to me, they are the MVP of the video game, is the crowd. Overall, this game's fun. It's football with a college twist. It's very cool. Mascots, cheerleaders, taunts. You go into the option menu. It shows you which taunt you can do. There's a bunch of touchdowns, interceptions, first downs. You control the action with the movements on your joystick of which ones to do. Like I said, I've put about 18 hours or so into this in the last few days just to get a hard look at the video game. It's fun. It's an alternative to Madden. The Dynasty mode could be really, really fun in the long term. Building out your college, building out the reputation, and being a Dynasty winning coach. And you never know what could happen from there. There's a lot of things to dive into. There's a lot of the transfer portal, signing different players, recruiting, all this. It's a lot. There's a lot to get to. There's going to be updates throughout. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. With everything they have planned, it's going to be a fun season for College Football 25, which is available right now wherever you get your video game, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X. Go to Microsoft Store, the PlayStation Store. Go to your local video game store, buy a copy of the physical copy, what have you. It's available now. Go out, get EA Sports College Football 25. I would like to thank our friends over at EA Sports and 47 Communications for providing access to the game. Everyone, go out and get EA Sports College Football 25. It's available now for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. This has been the Rack Extra Review right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com. We stream our programming live at twitch.tv/dmtlive. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Rack. Friday nights, GM Battles at 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, is WGR Game Night, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday nights, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights, The Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. You can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show. Guys, thanks again for taking a listen to Rack Engine Reviews, EA Sports, College Football 25. We'll be back next month. We're going to talk Madden next month right here on the Rack Extra Reviews. But until then, I have been the producer. This has been the Rack Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.